From CNN, I'm Fez Jamil with the five things you need to know for Monday, April 8th. Former President Donald Trump says abortion should be left to the states.
My view is now that we have abortion where everybody wanted it from a legal standpoint, the states will determine by vote or legislation or perhaps both. And whatever they decide must be the law of the land, in this case, the law of the state.
In a video released on his social media site this morning, Trump didn't specify at what number of weeks during a pregnancy he would support an abortion ban, but reiterated his support for exceptions in the case of incest, rape, and when the life of the mother is in danger. This comes as abortion is slated to be one of the top issues in this November's presidential election. Trump added that he was, quote, proudly the person responsible for the overturning of Roe v. Wade, with his appointment of three conservative justices to the Supreme Court. Nature may get in the way for some of the tens of millions of people trying to enjoy the eclipse today. The National Weather Service says a multi-day rain and flood threat is expected to begin across parts of the South today that could affect viewing and traveling to see the eclipse. Now, the cloud cover in some areas may block some of the view, but won't spoil the show, as day will still turn into night if you're in the path of totality, where the moon will completely block out the sun. But some of the storms after the eclipse might be a problem, as CNN meteorologist Allison Chinchar tells us.
Hey Fez, now there will be some fantastic spots, including Vermont, Maine, Missouri, Illinois, and southern Indiana. But there will be some spots that have to contend with cloud cover and even some thunderstorms. There is the potential for severe thunderstorms across portions of Texas, Oklahoma, Louisiana, and Arkansas today. Those clouds will increase ahead of the storms, which could limit optimal viewing in those states. More importantly, as people are leaving after the eclipse is over and heading back home, they could encounter large hail, damaging winds, and even a potential tornado as the storms are expected through the evening hours.
Millions of Americans could start seeing student loan debt relief as soon as this fall. That's what's suggested in the details of the Biden administration's new plan released this morning. A White House fact sheet says more than 30 million people will benefit when combined with the more narrow actions already taken by the administration to cancel student debt. That means nearly 70% of all federal student loan borrowers would see their debt reduced or fully canceled by Biden's policies. But first, the plans have to be finalized, which could take months, and must withstand any potential legal challenges. President Joe Biden's first attempt at broad student loan forgiveness was struck down by the Supreme Court last summer. As talks for a ceasefire in Gaza are underway in Cairo, Israel's prime minister is facing opposition at home. A right-wing minister says Benjamin Netanyahu cannot stay as prime minister if he abandons plans for a ground offensive in Rafah. Israel over the weekend withdrew its troops from Khan Yunis, but officials say it's far from stopping its military operations in the Gaza Strip. Meanwhile, Australia's prime minister says he's not satisfied with Israel's finding on the killing of seven aid workers, including an Australian, from World Central Kitchen last week. Coming up, the chair of the House Intelligence Committee says Russian propaganda has spread through parts of Congress.
We see directly coming from Russia attempts to mask communications that are anti-Ukraine and pro-Russia messages, some of which we even hear being uttered on the House floor.
That was Republican Congressman and chair of the House Intelligence Committee Mike Turner telling CNN's State of the Union that Russian propaganda has made its way into Congress.
There are members of Congress today who still incorrectly say that this conflict between Russia and Ukraine is over NATO, which of course it is not, to the extent that this propaganda takes hold.
Turner's comments come after House Foreign Affairs Chair Michael McCaul told Puck News last week that Russian propaganda has, quote, infected a good chunk of the GOP base. That's all for now. Our next episode drops at noon Eastern.
Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/briefing. netsuite.com/briefing.